All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJS at 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
On the next episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes,
we're going to cover cigars from Fermín Pérez.
It's Fermíny Pérez, I believe.
Fermíny? Fermíny, maybe? I don't know. Anyway,
here's our lineup for today from Fermín Pérez. We're going to cover the Royal Habano, the classic Connecticut Toro, and there's another size, the Robusto. There is the Bold Maduro and the classic Habano. And Esmeralda is going to fill out our lineup today.
Now, is that the pink or the red one?
It's the one before the big ball.
Oh.
Yes. But it matches my shoes.
That's right.
Rather than releasing dozens of lines, the brand keeps the offerings focused, allowing each blend to be developed with clear personality.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. It's time for Smokes.
Welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
Oh my gosh, he has nailed it again.
I'm doing it. I'm two for two today, fellas.
Yes.
To my left is good old boy Mike on the ones and twos.
Yes, I'm here again. I am channeling my inner Benjamin today, so y'all get along here.
That's right.
We're going to talk about smokes and cigars.
Good old boy Benjamin's out sick. He's got the flu. Miss him. Miss you, buddy. Good old boy Rich.
I'm here. Glad to be here, Coach.
And back up at bat is good old boy Robert.
Woohoo! I can do it.
Yeah, we're going to see how much you can read today, boy.
You can do it.
Our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, everything that's smoked.
I just want to let you know I'm betting against you, Robert.
That's fine.
Smart bet.
And for this episode, we're going to cover cigars from Fermín Pérez.
It's Fermíny Pérez, I believe.
Fermíny? Fermíny, maybe? I don't know. Anyway, Mike's here today, going to give us the lineup. What do we got?
Here's our lineup for today from Fermín Pérez. We're going to cover the Royal Habano, the classic Connecticut Toro, and there's another size, the Robusto. There is the Bold Maduro and the classic Habano. And Esmeralda is going to fill out our lineup today.
Now, is that the pink or the red one?
It's the one before the big ball.
Oh.
Yes. Well, but it matches my shoes.
That's right. Well, we're going to
go over these cigars and give our most respected opinions, other than Barker. And we'll be rating these cigars with our Sip, Suds, and Smokes ratings from 1 to 5, with 5 being the best. Plus our signature sounds, and here's one of those examples tonight. Let's see.
The toilet.
Yeah. I'm going to go with number 4, which is how much you want for them.
Magnificent.
Now, if you are a cigar newbie, or maybe just a byproduct of the Alabama education system.
Ooh. How many fingers I got up today?
Well, how many got left? That's all right. I need
to know.
How many
got left?
Fret not. We got you covered on our Cigar 101 episode, where all of this cigar speak will be decoded.
Puff in, puff out.
That's right. Just search for Sip Suds Cigars 101, and that episode called Smell My Foot should pop right on up. and just follow the link in our show notes.
I would say to refrain from using the term smell my foot and pop up with zero warning.
Uh-huh.
Let's keep this conversation civil inside this double wide trailer, please.
Hey, it's a magnificent double wide.
We interrupt this program to annoy you and make things generally irritating.
Well, we had a chance to smoke all these cigars in advance, and most of us are going off the notes we record at some time, unlike some other individuals that I'm staring at.
Hello.
That are using the Barger dartboard methodology, one, two, and toss, where we might recall some of the information and proportional to the dosage flowing through our system at that particular moment.
Yeah.
Good job.
Well, we're running on empty today.
Yeah.
Right on.
That's for sure. Robert, why don't you tell us a little bit about Fermín Pérez?
Right on. I get to read the background on Fermín Pérez because I can handle all the big words.
Big
Place
words.
Your bets on that one.
I'll take 5-1.
At least I can fake it. Fermín Pérez Premium Cigars represents a modern boutique approach. You got me. Portfolios.
Bingo.
Thank you. Big word. One. Bingo card. Carefully blend identity and strong focus to construction quality. Rather than releasing dozens of lines, the brand keeps the offerings focused, allowing each blend to be developed with clear personality. Beyond the blends themselves, Fermín Pérez maintains a hands-on approach to cigar making. He operates his own factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, where his cigars are produced under close supervision using carefully selected tobaccos. Fermín Pérez is also known for hosting educational cigar events, where he personally teaches attendees about cigar construction.
You ain't puffing hard enough.
Tobacco selection.
You smoking it too fast.
That's what calls it canoeing.
That's right.
And the leaves he uses to blend. Offering a behind-the-scenes look at many boutique brands never provide.
Well, I definitely didn't know that about them. But across this lineup, Fermín Pérez cigars share a few defining traits. Now, this is from them, not us.
Welcome to the marketing meeting.
There's clean, consistent draws, balanced strength without harsh edges, flavor transitions that evolve rather than peak early, blends designed for real smoking moments, not just first impressions. This makes the brand especially appealing to smokers who value repeatability. These are cigars you can confidently return to knowing that the experience will remain steady and enjoyable. And it says they've been pulling down some lofty accolades like the Cigar of the Year from like three Bubbas on the corner.
Yeah, I know those guys.
And they bring us to our first cigar in the lineup, which I don't think I found any of these things in.
Well.
All right. Well, Rich, tell me about it.
Okay. So the first one I'm going to go over is the Royal Box Pressed Habano.
Also, that music was quite tasty.
Yeah. Kind of makes
a good choice.
It's good marimba music, yeah. You know.
So this is for fans of box pressed cigars. Royal Box Pressed Habano delivers structure, elegance, and balanced strength. The box press format concentrates flavor while offering an excellent draw, making it a favorite among smokers who appreciate refined presentation and classic Habano character. The wrapper is an Ecuadorian Habano. The binder is also Habano. Filler is a Nicaraguan Jalapa, Esteli, and Pueblo Nuevo. Best for box press enthusiasts, medium body preferences, classic style.
I just wonder how somebody walks up and introduces themselves and says, you know what? I'm a box press enthusiast.
Yeah.
I mean, these are people that I wouldn't trust to go through a Wendy's drive-in, you know, correctly.
Yeah.
If it's not box press,
I'm not going to be having any of this.
Yeah, sure.
Box press.
So I will say this was the blue box, right?
Yeah, this is the blue box.
This is the blue box.
Royal blue.
Yeah, royal blue.
Makes sense, right?
I will say their cigar bands are very confusing first off the rip because they don't put what the cigar is on their bands.
Yeah, and if you're colorblind,
you're out of luck.
You're
SOL.
SOL.
That's for sure.
So this was a medium body, smooth. I found...
That scenario wasn't at the market.
Actually,
I mean, seriously, they were going for, you know, to see who could, you know, be a box press enthusiast. Not that they're colorblind.
Well,
that's right.
So this one's marketed as being like royalty, smoking with royalty. So if I guess if
it's
you're
overrated,
yeah, if you're sitting in royal court, this is what you would smoke. But actually, this is probably going to be my favorite.
Really?
Yeah, of the line.
I would agree.
I'll say it's my second favorite.
Okay. You can say that. I'm not going to stop you.
I'm going to. I just did. You can't stop me, Rich.
I like this cigar. I actually smoked the whole thing.
Wow.
Yes. Yeah, pretty amazing.
Okay.
Even in the ice storm, I smoked the whole thing.
Okay.
It was really smooth. It had an excellent draw. It had an excellent construction. I thought that it was box pressed well. You know, sometimes you get a box pressed and
what does box press with a slight overtone of propane actually taste like?
Well, how well, much time life?
No, wait, so you're in the tent, you have the propane heater going. Do you actually light the cigar off the propane heater?
You should.
Well, yeah. If I have to.
Yeah.
Well, actually, I light the propane heater off the cigar.
There you go.
There you go. There you go.
That was good.
What'd you think about it real quick?
This cigar gave me hope. It was the second one I smoked in the lineup. Okay. And it kind of gave me some hope that it was going to be good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll be right back with our rating for the Fairman Perez Royal Box Press Habano.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Hey, welcome back from commercials. We're Sip Suds and Smokes, the Smokes Edition. We're going over the Fairman Perez Royal Box Press Habano. And Robert here was telling me a little bit about what he thinks about it. And I'm going to give you what I think about it.
Why don't you give us what you think about it?
I'm going to tell you a little bit about what I think, okay?
Tell me what you think, okay. Carter.
Don't hold back.
This was my second favorite in the lineup, which out of the lineup that we smoked, I only liked two of them. So it was the runner-up for me. I do think it was a well-constructed box pressed. I smoked it this morning with a cup of coffee, and I finished it. So that's good. It had little hints of spice, that little bit of Habano that I like that comes through in that wrapper. Okay, if you can get that subtlety of that little bit of white pepper on those Habano wrappers. You're on to something.
And it's not overpowering, and that's what I like to
have. And you're on to something. But overall, I think that the construction was well on it, and it didn't break apart, didn't have any burn issues.
Did you feel like royalty smoking?
I did not.
Were you sitting on your throne?
I was in my underwear.
Okay.
Well, I actually dubbed this the working man's...
The working man's...
Habano.
Okay.
Yeah, Habano. Yeah.
I think, you know, every time that somebody says, I have a Nicaraguan Habano, my radar just goes on like full alert.
Yeah.
Because the common problem is it's just not in balance, you know. And when you had, you know, true, you know, Cuban seed on Cuban soil rolled in Cuban factories, I don't know, there's just... even using the same descriptor, I think, is just wrong.
It ain't right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think when you're charging into this and somebody uses that, you know, product, it's like, okay, why is this a spice bomb?
Right.
You know?
Right.
Exactly.
Well, what do you guys think about a rating? We're going to give it a 4.
Yep.
magnificent.
And good old boy Mike here is going to tell us about the Classic Connecticut.
The Firmin Perez Classic Connecticut, we have two different versions to cover with you today. One is a Toro size, and the other is Robusto. And I think Barger is convinced those are not the exact same sticks. So, for smoother moments, Firmin Perez Classic Connecticut delivers a refined, approachable experience, as opposed to non-approachable.
For it's still semi-approachable.
That's right. You know, like it's
boundaries,
like,
boundaries.
Yeah. You know,
back up.
Hey, man, while we're in the humidor here, do you have some non-approachable cigars?
Yeah. Okay. There's a rope in front of them.
Yeah. It's a velvet rope.
Excuse it's like me. The squatty yes. Black Maple Hill bars. Right. Where do you keep those?
And yeah, correct. And hand lettering, non-approachable. Get out. Known for its silky texture and balanced profile, this blend has been featured in curated cigar club selections, an endorsement that highlights its wide appeal and dependable construction. This the Toro is 6x54 and the Toro Gordo is 6x60. This is a Bahama Mama.
That's what I was thinking.
Hang on a second.
What's the Margaritaville is happening?
The thing is, if I have background music for this, I'm going to say it's a Habano wrapper, Indonesian binder, Jalapa Esteli Pueblo Nueve fillers, medium. It is best for morning and early day smoking.
Like morning when someone dies or what?
Early day. And newer smokers and creamy profiles. It's like, do you put that on the back of your driver's license when you walk into the humidor going, dude, seriously,
no, this is
I'm an early day smoker. What exactly do you have to
this
rely
is
for that?
Full on vanity plate.
Oh, here we go.
This is vanity plate is what this is.
But yeah,
I could not finish this cigar. I did not like this cigar at all. It just, the burn was wonky. The flavor was just not there.
Didn't get none of that nice vanilla.
I actually put it was musty, like
in a bad way.
Are you saying musty don't align with Connecticut?
Yeah, like not like your cousin Steve musty, like musty, like in like
your cousin Veronica musty.
Yeah, like we haven't been in this locker room since the '80s. You know,
like he's thinking French oak, and it's like more of a locker room oak.
That's right. That's right. What'd you think, Rich?
Yeah, I agree. I don't really have a lot of good things to say about it. I'm not sure. Indonesian binder. So I'm not real familiar with it.
I wish to register a complaint.
Is that me or is that you against me? Anyways.
He's always registering complaints.
Yeah, I know. He's
the lawyer in him.
I'm not a big Connecticut
sound like you were
smoker.
About to break into a brief argument there, you know, about Indonesian binders.
Yes.
Film at 11.
That's right.
We're here on our
do they
investigative.
Exist? Do yeah, they, are right. they real?
And then after that, on the scroll, you'll just see
where
Bigfoot
Indonesians
scenes.
Down there in Esteli. Yeah, only hopping down to them primings, you know.
That's right. Bigfoot found in Nashville, you know.
Main dong.
Robert, what'd you think?
Well, okay, so what I wrote about it is I paired it with coffee for one.
Mistake number one.
On first light, I found it like a buttery citrus, which I do like in a Connecticut. But what I added to that is it did not last. Once I got past the first two or three draws, it got flavorless, like extremely flavorless. And the cigar just lost itself, like straight away.
That's what happened to me. When I lit it, it was just dusty. And then it just slowly just lost.
How do you lose a cigar? I have like a dude walking around with a couple of snipe rocks walking around going, here's snipes, where you are, cigar.
Yeah.
I'm a little lost.
It's the guy with a Q-tip in his ear that's walking around and forgot it's there.
That's right.
Marty Feldman, Igor, is really coming out in me.
What do you guys think on a rating for this guy? We're going to give it a 2. Now, I get the pleasure of going over the Bold Maduro, but before I do that, something interesting happened with this whole review set up here. We got our first NDA that they tried to make us sign an NDA. Did you remember that?
Yes. Well, you know, as an attorney, I see NDAs like every day. So, but yes, I do remember this one coming along going, yeah, that doesn't belong.
Yeah, they were basically telling us you can only talk good about these things. That doesn't make any sense.
That'd be a short episode.
That'd be a real short episode, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But that was the first in history for me for that. And I just thought it was interesting. However, though, they did send some cool swag, a couple ashtrays.
Wait, I sent my personal attorney response.
It was great.
To that, which was just a picture of me and a finger.
Yeah. And their response was perfect. It was like, okay, we'll send you cigars anyway.
Right. Well,
great. Love
Look,
it.
Look.
How do you spell?
Yeah.
I can only teach people how to communicate effectively, you know, so many times.
That's right. That's right. But man, that was just interesting. I just had to call that out because in all the cigars that we've reviewed and all the manufacturers we've dealt with, this is the first for me.
Oh, it's going to happen again.
Yeah.
But especially after this episode.
Yeah. That would be the cease and desist, right?
That'll cover a broad range of issues.
Yeah. Which will respond the same way with a picture of Mike.
Yeah.
Mike's finger.
Actually, I'm going to use both fingers.
That's right. That's right. And then America with a bald eagle flying in.
That is correct. Yes.
It's going to be great. Well, we'll be right back after these few announcements.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf. Iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising, glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
Well, we're back. We're going over the Fairman Perez Bold Maduro here. And they say, if your preference leans towards darker wrappers and richer profiles, Fairman Perez Bold Maduro is a natural starting point. The line is built around depth, offering fuller flavor, darker sweetness, and more robust presence without becoming overpowering. It's a great choice for evening smokes or for those who enjoy a cigar that feels sustainable but still controllable.
Hmm?
It's a 6x54 girth. It's a Nicaraguan origin, and the wrapper is San Andreas and Mexican. And it says, best for Maduro lovers, after dinner smoking, or seasoned Pilates.
Do we skip the rating on the Connecticuts? I think we did, didn't we?
No. We gave it a 2.
Oh, yeah. That's right. I'm sorry. I'm just over here not paying attention.
Well, we noticed.
Yeah.
Continue with the Maduro.
So you smoked this one today, Rich, right?
I did.
What'd you think?
I did not find anything about it to be a Maduro, honestly. First off, I didn't feel like any part of the cigar was said Maduro to me. It was not bold. Yeah. I didn't enjoy it. What about you?
Well, I didn't. If you found a Maduro in it, let me know.
Yeah.
I did not like this cigar. I didn't think it was very bold or I thought it was on the milder side of a Maduro.
It was
I really waited for that spicy Maduro clean kind of cocoa-y, chocolatey flavor, and I never got it.
I wish to register a complaint.
I paired this one with hot beef jerky, a cherry limeade.
As opposed to cold beef jerky?
British hardcore. And lots of regret.
I put my beef jerky in the microwave.
Like I like mine hot.
Sometimes
like
I just
a really
sit
good
on
evening,
it.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes like, I take my packet of beef jerky and sit on it so it gets the room.
What was for dessert? Too. Well, a little bit of disappointment with a little bit of maple syrup.
Robert, what'd you think?
So I've said many times I love San Andreas. And
not this time.
I would have rather had the spare tire wrapped in the San Andreas wrapper. About, I actually called Barger on this. I go, how much do I have to smoke of this? And
I told him in he good was fashion, crying. In good fashion, no, I told him the whole thing.
See, yeah. You called the wrong person.
I actually, about,
if you called me, I would have said, until you have an informed opinion. And you would have said, cool.
I actually got ammonia in like the second third of that cigar.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you put it in it?
I did.
Thought it would taste better.
Did you pair it with ammonia?
I was trying to drink it.
Was there some doubt about how Barger stored those sticks before giving them to you?
When I first lit it up, I thought this cigar needs to age a lot.
Paired it with.
And so when I got the ammonia, I thought, okay.
Was this hot or cold ammonia? Is this
over ice.
R21 over or ice. R31.
Yeah.
Formaldehyde. I paired it with formaldehyde.
Yeah, I did not enjoy the cigar at all.
Hmm. Yeah. So, what are we going to give it? We're going to give it a 2. All right. So, up next is the classic Habano, and we're going to let Rich go over that one.
What?
I know. It says Robert, but we're going to let Rich do it because Robert's got the one after that.
Okay. Classic Habano. The most versatile offering in the lineup, Classic Habano strikes a comfortable balance between smoothness and spice. This is the cigar many smokers gravitate toward as an everyday option. Flavorful enough to stay interesting, yet restrained enough to enjoy at any time of day. Habano wrapper, Indonesian binder, Nicaraguan filler from Jalapa, Esteli, and Pueblo Nuevo. Best for everyday rotation, classic cigar fans, balanced strength.
Where was it?
Where was it?
Yeah, that balanced strength that you were just talking about.
I have no idea.
I just have like all these things playing through my head. This is the reason why I'd never get invited to marketing meetings, because I'm like most versatile offering in the lineup. So what are you saying? We can smoke it from right to left instead of left to right?
That's right. You know,
that's right. Smoke it from the middle out.
Did Cat in the Hat approve that message? You can smoke it here, there, anywhere. Yeah,
if I stand on my head and smoke this cigar, will it actually taste a lot better? No,
can you smoke it in
wasn't.
A car?
And yet, you know, I'm thinking, how do you restrain a cigar? It's like, you know, hang on a second. Let me use some duct tape on this bad boy. You know,
that's
like,
right. That's right.
Well, you know, one thing is confusing about this one was this was in the white box, right?
Yeah, the color coordination with this lineup was just not it.
Yeah, it was just kind of off. It's off-putting.
All the colors that you think his box would be, like so, a Connecticut in a black box. What would you put in a black box? You should put a Maduro because it's a darker cigar, right?
Right.
Or what's the normal color of a Habano? Red.
Red.
Red, not blue. Anyway. That's just my color coordination. So
if you went to a Yale marketing meeting, they would probably kick your ass out. That's so, fine. You know, yeah.
Well, in today's color palettes with Michael,
we've done some group studies to show that if you use like, black as opposed to red boxes,
that's right.
You actually sell 0.003% more of these
products. I would love to be a fly on the wall in that marketing.
Yes. I'm a non-contrarian.
It would probably be,
manager.
You know, non-conforming, but yet still enjoyable.
That box just reeks of masculine energy.
A little bit.
Let's just take it down a notch
here. Let's put the white box.
I need a safe space. I need a safe space.
Oh, Buffy. Yeah, it's such a great idea.
Yeah. Anyway,
sorry.
So as opposed to that non-Maduro, you know, and this now okay this, here.
Where are we at here? I'm sorry.
Yeah,
so, this is the Habano.
The Habano, the classic Habano. Sorry, wrong one.
No, you know, and
what
and,
sucks is that they have their own factory. Like you have your own factory at your disposal, and you like I want more from this company. Like I want to try. Other offerings that they have just to see.
Well, the Royal Habano I liked.
Yeah.
But the classic Habano
I didn't like it.
I
liked the Royal one.
The Royal was okay. Pretty good.
Yeah.
The classic, not so much.
It just wasn't it for me. What are we gonna give it? We're gonna give it a 2.
Dos.
Yeah. Now again, we're ripping on them, but you know what? Somebody out there likes these cigars.
Banned once again.
Well, and here's the other thing. I feel like I'm buying.
That's mascara,
makeup.
Right?
Yeah, it's like a. It's a
pretty
box.
It's.
Do those like, go with your heels
I like
for
your
the
pretty
Chippendale?
Box.
I feel like I'm. I pull this out of my purse. Number one.
Yeah.
I'm glad you finally became public with that.
I think if they took 50%
with an R.
I think if they took 50% of the budget for marketing and put it into 50 more